summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Dutch. Of course, everyone watching the U.S. presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Round one is now over. How exactly have markets reacted to the debate?
Good morning, Melissa. The markets have reacted because, in a positive way, because they feel that although it's been a tight race, that the uncertainty of Trump being president is less of a possibility, and that Clinton will be reelected. It wasn't Trump's best night, for sure. He took the bait on issue after issue. He failed to go after Clinton's weaknesses, and most importantly, he really didn't look particularly presidential when he was grimacing and interrupting. Did Trump lose the election last night? No, not really. But he didn't help himself. Meanwhile, Clinton did what she had to do. She's proving to be the best debater Trump has had to face. Trump has openings in the next two debates, for sure. I thought he was particularly effective in labeling her as a career politician, and he pummeled her in the very beginning on trade. And he clearly will pursue one of her bigger vulnerabilities, her lack of a pro-growth economic agenda. But we thought with Trump's remarkable September momentum having leveled off and Clinton's nationwide coming back, the issue now is whether Trump will fade or whether the election will be settled with a 2 to 3% differential, which is within a statistical margin of error. That's what I think is going to happen over the next month or so.
Well, Dodge, the Mexican peso was moving during the debate. What should we read into that?
The feeling of the market is that because of Donald's view of Mexico and the fact that he's less likely to be the winner at this point, there's more of a impact on the peso. So, and I think you'll see that across the board. But as we get closer to the election, I think you may see a reversion. If an October surprise comes up, whether it's terrorism or Obamacare or whatever, I think then the race becomes much more much closer again, and then I think that you'll see the peso revert.
Well, key market issues like drug pricing and breaking up the banks, well, those are topics that weren't discussed at this debate. Do you think it will be discussed in the next two rounds of debates? And if so, what do you think will happen to pharma and bank stocks?
Yes, I do, Melissa. I do think it will come up, but it's coming up much, much sooner, even without it being part of the debate. You take a look at Mylan. Senator Patty Murray has already requested more data from Mylan on the EpiPen pricing. The EpiPen issue has really focused a lot of the pricing issues across the board, and biotechnology is going to go through a lot of questioning even before it becomes part of the debate. You look at Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo stump did not do well in front of the Senate hearing. And it looks like that he's going to lose his clawback, that his salary is going to be clawed back before the House hearing. Apparently, he's going to be forfeiting $41 million as a board orders a review. And this is just coming out right now. So the bank is already reacting to the scandal that it has created, and it is really right now is bringing a great deal of shadow across the banking industry. Yes, Bank of America looks pretty good. Citibank looks okay. They're finding support, but both banks, even if they're not part of what's going on in the House, both banks are under longer-term support and so are going to have to prove themselves. So, yes, I do think it becomes part of the debate, but an awful lot of news is coming out now, even before.
So, 6 weeks to the election, Dodge. Do you think it's time to start positioning your portfolio for the next president of the USA?
I don't think so. I think what we're seeing now, I think there's a great deal of activity in the momentum stocks. The FANG stocks are doing pretty well, shorter term. And I suspect that that will continue to be an area of interest for the market. But if you take a look what even happened the day after the first debate, both the industrials and the S&P 500 rebounded following the two-day sell-off. But when you look at it, the demand on the rebound was weak, with the up volume only 55% of the up and down volume total, and also fairly mediocre breadth. Information technology was the big leader, but as we get to the end of the quarter, there's much of the demand, I think, is coming from window dressing at the end of the quarter. So there's not real a compelling need to be buying now with the uncertainty of the election still at large. So we're not seeing a real move to make longer-term investments, but we do see shorter-term momentum. We feel it's going to be picking up both on the upside and the downside as we get closer to the election.
Well, apart from the elections and the debates, Dodge, we're also watching Deutsche Bank's spectacular share price fall. What are markets saying about the odds of state support by Germany?
Well, Deutsche Bank is saying that they haven't asked for it and that it's not going to be necessary. But, you know, Deutsche Bank is it's the largest German lender right now and the fourth largest European bank behind Crédit Agricole, BNP Paribas, and HSBC. It has been a problem child for Germany for quite some time now. And you go back in June of this year, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, identified Deutsche Bank as the greatest risk to the global financial system. And that's because of its interconnectivity to other banks, both in Europe and across the world. At the same time, Melissa, our government is considering imposing a fine of about $14 billion for selling the faulty mortgage-backed securities way back when the financial crisis began. That's on top of the fact that Deutsche and other European banks have been struggling with negative interest rates. So profits are being squeezed. And the market cap now has shrunk to almost the proposed fine that the U.S. government is going to be invoking. So there is a great concern. We don't see any buying interest. We don't see any pullbacks. We do think that the German government will have to consider helping a bailout. Not yet, but we'll see. And so far, Merkel has avoided the issue and said it's not going to happen. But I suspect the fact that this is even being brought up as a question, it really doesn't give much credibility to the longer-term viability of Deutsche Bank as an individual bank.
Thank you so much for your time. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Landon Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!